This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization says that Brazil, where COVID-19 deaths have surpassed 41,000, is of increasing concern, especially in cities. The WHO's top emergency expert, Mike Ryan, said Friday Brazil's health system was still coping, although some intensive care units were at a critical stage and under heavy pressure, with more than 90% of the beds occupied.
The system, as such, from the data we see, is not overwhelmed, but certainly in certain parts of Brazil, there's a significant pressure on the intensive care unit bed occupancy. And again, we commend the brave frontline health workers.
Ryan added that most of the world is still in the first wave of the pandemic. The United States has the most deaths from COVID-19, more than 114,000 since the pandemic began. There's some new research into whether the plasma from coronavirus survivors can prevent infection with the virus. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Survivors like Alex Palmatier in Delaware are donating blood plasma.
It felt good to be able to do something to help out, just knowing the pain that it really has brought to a lot of people.
Dr. Sean Liu at Mount Sinai Health System says patients have been getting what is called convalescent plasma.
And watching people die is heartbreaking. It's scary and it's heartbreaking, and we just needed to find some hope.
If it works, convalescent plasma could have important ramifications until a vaccine arrives. Dr. Michelle Donato at Hackensack Medical Center says immunity for patients and donors is very important.
It's really a question important to the world.
There is little evidence so far the plasma is making a difference. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. As Americans try to return to some semblance of normal life amid the coronavirus pandemic, health officials have released long-awaited guidance for minimizing everyday risk. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The tips include using hotel stairs, not elevators, sanitizer at ATMs, bringing your own food and drinks to cookouts. It's the first time the CDC's offered specific advice on such activities, what it calls common sense suggestions.
We know the pandemic is not over.
Infectious Diseases Chief Jay Butler, with an AP analysis showing cases rising in nearly half the states that have started reopening. The CDC is still recommending people wear masks, especially if they can't stay 6 feet from others. Notably, it does not address precautions for attending church or dating or sex or something doctors say they get asked all the time. Is it now safe for kids to visit their grandparents? Sagar Meghani, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed police reform legislation into law in reaction to the death of George Floyd, an African-American who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Among the laws Cuomo signed is a ban on chokeholds, automatic appointment of a special prosecutor to cases of police killing unarmed civilians, and a law making fake race-based 911 calls a crime. In signing the bills, Cuomo said that police reform in New York State is, in his words, long overdue.
Mr. Floyd's murder is just the most recent murder. This is not just about Mr. Floyd's murder. It's about being here before, many, many times before.
Calls for police reform have echoed in massive demonstrations across the world since the death of George Floyd on May 25th. Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is getting closer to picking a running mate. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Democrats with knowledge of the process tell the Associated Press presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's search for a running mate is entering a second round of vetting. After initial interviews, Biden's search committee has narrowed the field to as few as six serious contenders. But according to those with knowledge, additional candidates could still be added. Among those still in contention are Senator Kamala Harris of California, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Biden has said he will pick a woman as his running mate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.